Public health experts and advocates have worried about prisons since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. In such close quarters, social distancing can be impossible, and an outbreak poses risks to inmates, staff, and surrounding communities. To limit those risks, some governors took steps to let prisoners out, especially those who are vulnerable to COVID-19 or those nearing their release date. Kentucky's governor ordered the release of about 1,200 inmates. But Side Effects Public Media's Jake Harper reports Indiana has taken no such steps.
Governor Eric Holcomb has resisted calls to depopulate state prisons. Instead, he's left it to local courts to do that, or not. Only 27 people have been granted COVID-related sentence modifications, according to data from the Indiana Department of Correction. That amounts to 0.1% of the total prison population.
I think that number is very low.
Amy Carozas is Indiana's state public defender.
What purpose does it serve to keep someone in for another couple of months when their risk is so high?
Carozas' office usually deals with indigent inmates appealing their cases. But in the pandemic, she decided to start asking for sentence modifications, which would mean people are let out early or put on house arrest instead of staying in prison. She's found that Indiana law makes it tough. For starters, her clients are lucky. Prisoners don't have the right to a court-appointed attorney when they ask for a modification. Many inmates can't afford attorneys, and they don't necessarily know how to represent themselves.
You know, who's going to file these for people?
Decisions to grant a modification rest with the judges and prosecutors who put the prisoner away in the first place. Carozas says if there was a plea agreement, the prosecutor can usually just say no.
There are a lot of potential sentence modification cases that don't make it to the courts because we can't get the prosecutors to agree.
And then the judge still has to approve it. Few have made it through this gauntlet in Indiana, even during the pandemic. Stark County Judge Kim Hall remembers that years ago, he struggled with that same law Carozas sees as a barrier. In cases with a plea agreement, prosecutors would just object.
And then follow that up with, and judge, legally, you don't have the authority to do it anyway.
So he came up with a solution. He no longer accepts plea agreements for nonviolent cases unless they have a clause that lets him modify a sentence whenever he wants.
I need to have the legal authority to at least hold a hearing and to consider it. Doesn't mean I'm going to grant the modification.
That clause came in handy when the coronavirus hit the United States. Hall could see that the virus was a risk for inmates, so he put together a list of candidates for early release. He got one person out as a test case in late March, the first in the state. But he gave up on the others after a corrections employee told him it would take a couple weeks to get them out. Stark County had few COVID-19 cases then, and Hall worried he would bring the virus into his community.
Our numbers were so low, I just didn't want to do anything to jeopardize that.
Between March and June, Indiana's total prison population dropped about 4%. But that number wasn't necessarily part of an intentional effort. The coronavirus has hobbled courts. Inmates are still being released at the end of their sentences, but fewer people are entering prisons. Counties have been more successful at reducing their jail populations. And in fact, Governor Holcomb encouraged counties to do that. State Representative Cherish Pryor finds that odd, given his unwillingness to let people out of prison. She says Holcomb is telling people to do something that he won't do.
There should be a level of humanity that we extend to everybody. This is not a time to be hard on crime.
Holcomb declined an interview for this story. In April, the Indiana Black Legislative Caucus urged him to form a health disparities task force. It included members from the state health department and the Department of Corrections chief medical officer. The report from the task force also says it's important to reduce the prison population. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.